Hawaii offers a vast number of cultural and historical resources. There's no place quite like it in the world. But tourists rarely hear about the unique story of Hawaii. Instead, they think of it as a leisure destination, a place to get away from it all. Are we selling ourselves short in more ways than one? Andrew Witt, executive director of the St. John's Cultural Council in Florida, is a visiting speaker at the inaugural Hawaii Heritage and Hospitality Forum. He thinks that might be the case. He's in town to talk about the benefits, economic and otherwise, of heritage and cultural tourism, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you. When people go to France or Italy, the fact that they're going to take part in something we might call cultural tourism is pretty much taken for granted. It's an automatic part of the experience, yeah?
Absolutely. Of course, Europe's had a lot more years than we've had here in the United States, although in my hometown of St. Augustine, America's first place city, we are celebrating our 450th anniversary next year. And that is really my focus in my current position as head of the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. We are marketing the cultural and heritage tourism assets in Florida to promote St. Augustine, to get the textbooks rewritten, to accurately reflect the founding of America, but also as an economic generator, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. And as an economic generator, it attracts a different type of tourist entirely, yeah?
Correct. What we've found is that there are basically five segments to the tourism market. And at one end, for lack of a better term, I would call them the seekers, those people who actually want to go out and experience the interesting things that they didn't know ahead of time. And Hawaii's full of those. As I was preparing to come over here, I Googled a few things and I found out you have a palace, mm-hmm. a royal palace. There is no other royal palace in the United States. You have volcanoes and you have pineapple farms, but I'm really anxious to find out what else I don't know about Hawaii. And I know there's a lot of other people who are.
I suspect that and you're going to be taken on a kind of a crash tour today in advance of your speaking at the event tomorrow. And I suspect there are going to be a lot of things that you had no idea about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've traveled all over the United States. I spent some time in the Northwest in Seattle. And I always tried to find those things that were not necessarily offbeat, but that other people didn't know about, because it helped me gain the knowledge about the world and the condition of people around the country. And I think there are a lot of folks like me and like you and like others who are like that and are interested in coming to places that are not the plastic, what we might refer to as the Disney-fied attractions that we have in Florida or that exist in other parts of the country.
Well, certainly one thing that you hear about tourism in Hawaii is that we offer experiences that you could get in other places, and maybe even get in other places more cheaply.
That's true. But
sun, sand, and surf.
But part of our responsibility from the cultural and heritage world, in effect, the arts organizations, the heritage sites, the historic sites, is to differentiate those from those other places in the United States or in the world. That is our job. From our side, we call it product development. Mm-hmm. How do you create the authentic product that's going to engage that tourist and have him or her want to stay longer, spend a little more money, and get the economic gain from that perspective?
Maybe even come back.
And come back. And another reason to come back, because in many places there are so many things going on that you simply can't see them in one day or 2 days or even a week.
Sure. Well, it also it brings up the question of what kind of vacation do you want, because some people approach their vacation as, I'm not going to do a thing for 2 weeks, I'm going to sleep in and then, zone out on the beach and then have a big dinner and then start the cycle all over again. That may be, I think some people may find that gets old after about day three.
Absolutely. I mean, in Florida, we find that people get sunburned.
Yeah. So
they can't stay at the beach.
The second day.
Stay on the golf course. They've got to do something else, and so we want to capture that. But there is a whole segment of the market that really is interested in authentic, engaging activities that will make a difference, and they do want to come back. And it, you know, it's not a million people. It's probably tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people over the course of the year. And those are the people that we want to target. There are, like many people in the arts world, we know that some people like opera, some people don't like opera. Some people like live theater, some right. people like dance. You're simply not going to appeal to everybody. But let's find a way to appeal to those who will be supportive of our activities and want to come back.
Well, you know, you also have the growth of interest in things like hula. We'll be talking about that later in the show, all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, I was fascinated by that conversation. I've known hula as, you know, something I see during a football game, during the NFL Pro Bowl, and a few commercials. But now I really understand, just in a very short conversation, that it's far, far greater in depth and meaningful than that. And so I'm anxious to learn more about that.
Well, is it harder to, you know, you're talking about introducing a more complex subject versus a more simple one. Is it a little more difficult to introduce it because of that?
Only if you make it complex. It really is a simple story. One of the things I'm going to talk about in my talk tomorrow is I'm going to start with, did you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story. And that's how we are communicating about our culture, about our arts organization, about our historic site, or anything.
It seems
it's
like
the
a good
stories.
Way to go.
It's the it's the crazy uncle. let me tell you a story about Uncle Harry. People want to hear stories, and they want to know what the truth is. And the best way to communicate is to tell a story that's meaningful and personal and engaging.
Fair enough, Andy. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Andrew Witt is the executive director of the St. John's Cultural Council in Florida. He's one of the plenary speakers at the inaugural Hawaii Heritage and Hospitality Forum, and that's tomorrow at the Hawaii Convention Center. You can learn more at hpr2.org.